Good morning, my radio, television, and media, social media family. Today I have a guest. We're going to be talking a little bit about Sobe today. The guest I have is, we call her JJ. Her name is June Johnson.
JJ is enough.
I got you, but your name is June. Okay, now, we're going to be talking about Soul Beat, as I was saying. JJ was one of the entertainment news people. She was on Soul Beat for many, many years as one of the news anchors, and she dealt with entertainers and things of that nature. How you been doing? I haven't talked to you in a while.
I have been doing fine. How about you?
I'm hanging in here.
Oh, good, 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 good.
So we're going to talk a little bit about Soul Beat.
All right.
Now, I'm going to mention a few things, and then I'm going to let you, you know, talk about your experience. Okay. But I want to introduce Chuck Johnson to my radio audience because a lot of people don't know who he was. Mm-hmm. He was, he became the only television network of his kind. Soul Beat had the first reality shows. In fact, they copied off of us. We didn't have a script at all. See, well, that's different. These reality shows, that they have some kind of script going on.
Yeah.
But we didn't have a script at all. None of the talk show hosts. What Mr. Johnson basically told us, that he didn't want us to break any FCC regulations, so there were only certain words that we can use. If you were going to be using some of those kind of words.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people didn't know that for 25 years, Soul Beat was 100% African-American owned.
That's right.
That's right. And Soul Beat was before BET.
That's right.
I'll give you some facts about Chuck Johnson because he was the first African-American to achieve a merit of technological, professional, entertainment, radio, and television. He broke off into all of that. I'll start off with giving you some of his background. Now, in Dallas, Texas, 1959, he created a black teen dance show for television, WFAA-TV. And a newspaper entertainment column. In Kansas City, 1960, he was the first black DJ to host a number one nightly top 40 radio station that was number one nighttime show, KCKM. In Los Angeles, 1962, he was the first black to buy and sell FM radio stations. Let's jump to the 1965 in San Diego. He was the NAACP chapter president, and he used the television cameras to break down racial barriers in employment and business opportunities. Now let's go to Hollywood. In Hollywood, 1970, he was the first black movie distribution company to promote major black movie. In Hollywood again in 1972, he was the first to have a black nightly television program on a Spanish-speaking station in Los Angeles, around the Los Angeles area. Now, let's come to Oakland, because this is when I met Mr. Johnson, when he came to Oakland. He came to Oakland in 1978. He was the first African-American to operate 24-hour commercial lease access television station with music video and community programming. We had our 25th. So he was here for,
yes, he
for
was.
25 years.
Yes.
We had our 25th
ball.
Annual ball. And
limousine driver.
And limousine driver, that's right. And we had all types of entertainment. The balls
yes.
were just fantastic.
Gorgeous.
I showed you the other night
I
on
love.
One of them because you sang.
Yes.
I'm going to talk to you in a little bit about your singing. But also in 1998, he was the first black or white to program full-time live streaming television to the world over the internet. Via broadcast.com. Now, anybody is familiar with broadcast.com, you know, the guy on the, what's the show he's on now? Corbin. He has the one
oh,
that has the bait, what he got, some kind of team. I'm not into
yes.
sports. Well, he sold this for millions or billions or whatever. He,
mm-hmm.
And, so we were live streaming on the internet, and it, the reason why he was had that opportunity is because when broadcast.com contacted him to test this whole
mm-hmm,
idea
mm-hmm.
of streaming on the internet, he was the only one that was able to make a decision right then that he would do it. All the other people were talking about they had to go to the board
mm-hmm,
meeting and get
mm-hmm.
a vote on it and all this stuff. He owned that station 100%, so he was able to make a quick decision. So for a fantastic deal, he was streaming back in 1998 live television.
Mm-hmm.
So many people didn't know that Mr. Johnson had accomplished all of those things. As I said, we were before BET.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we were.
Uh-huh. And he decided he didn't want to go the BET route.
Mm-hmm.
He stayed in the community. And he provided a lot of, including myself, he allowed us to be on television.
And me as well.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I had a show, and you was all over the place with your entertainment stuff, interviewing people.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, a lot of us, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing today if it hadn't have been for Mr. Chuck Johnson. I learned a lot by being associated with this man. And, after he approved me to have a show, it was called Computers and You. We eventually named it. I would come on every Saturday morning.
Saturday.
That's right. 7 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
From 7 to 8.
I was still asleep, y'all.
It was an hour. Then we went to 2 hours from 7 to 9
mm-hmm.
a.m. every Saturday morning. And I can't say how much I learned by being associated with this man. And if it wasn't for he, like I said, I wouldn't be sitting here right
mm-hmm.
now because I learned enough
right.
to know that I wanted to continue to do this, and I just set out to do it. But anyway, June.
JJ.
Okay, JJ, since we on
she
the air.
She's been on me so long, the June thing. She's been knowing me since, let's see, what?
I don't know.
Look.
When John
93, 95, that's when I first.
John was young. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. He was 5.
Okay, I remember he.
He's
old.
Now 25, y'all.
Oh, Lord, the boy done got old on me.
Mm-hmm. Got old on me. Imagine how I feel.
Well, wait a minute. I have a child 50. I told him to don't be telling nobody.
Yeah, I've been telling little John that since he was 3.
Well, anyway, tell us about your experience with Sobe.
Well, my experience began in 1993. I was a student at Laney College here in Oakland, California, and I was studying media and broadcast communications.
Okay.
And at that time, my son was little. I think he was about 2 then. And I, 3. And I, finished school, and I didn't want to because I was a fairly new mom, mm-hmm. I didn't want to just, you know, be up at 4 o'clock in the morning, at 3 o'clock in the morning for the morning shows and on Channel 2 back then.
Right.
And so I took it upon myself to get in contact with Soulbeat.
Okay.
You know, and I'll never forget, I called, and the first person that answered the phone was Rock. James
Rockefeller.
Earl Rockefeller the Third.
I'm gonna interview
who
him.
Don't know. Oh yeah, Rock. And he facilitated the meeting between Chuck and I.
Okay.
And the rest they say was history. My first assignment back then was I was doing the morning shows at 6 o'clock in the morning, talking about the weather.
Okay, yes. So you was the weather girl.
Yes, I was the weather girl for a short time. And that gradually went up, and I started doing more entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And as I, you know, started doing the entertainment, interviewing different celebrities, I've got a long list. And that's how it pretty much, you know, started. That was my experience with him. I was on the news team, actually the founder of the news team. And I started doing hard news back then. When I first started doing news,
mm-hmm.
Doing the weather and stuff, I was doing hard. And we had to read from the newspaper. There was no prompter. Everything was no script. It was just straight rip and read. That's what we call it.
Okay.
Rip and read. And I, you know, started, as I said, doing the entertainment. It really opened up a lot of avenues for me to meet different people, being able to communicate with the celebrity profile.
Okay.
But it was a wonderful, we did that, 12 years
okay.
That we did that.
Now, I know you were good friends with Chauncey Bailey,
yes.
So the whole nation knows about him,
yes.
Being really an assassination.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it was assassination. It's just not. It wasn't a normal killing like Oakland has.
Mm-hmm.
This is a different type of murder.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's more of an assassination. Tell us about you working with him.
Working with Chauncey was looking back.
I don't want you to cry now.
No,
I know how close
no,
you
no
guys
tears.
Were.
No
okay.
tears. But looking back, working with Chauncey was a volatile. A very volatile situation.
Okay.
We butted heads quite often.
Who didn't Chauncey butt heads with?
Quite often. But over the years, he grew to be one of my my closest friends. And working with him, he was very direct, very short. You know,
that's right.
He was, you know,
he was
very short. He it took him 2 seconds to say whatever it is that he wanted to say, and then he hang up the phone.
People couldn't stand Chauncey. They couldn't stand him.
He
on your ass, and he said bye.
Bye. Sometimes he wouldn't say bye.
That's right.
Click. Click. But back then we were working on. Movie back then. What was it called? Hip Hop Incorporated. That's the name of the movie.
Uh huh.
So dealing with him being an actress, this large cast of actors and actresses, it was really, really, really interesting to deal with. You know. Because this was a first-time production
mm-hmm.
of that Chauncey, you know, endeavored to do.
Mm-hmm.
And we got involved, and the rest that we say is history.
Do we have a caller?
Okay, yeah.
I don't know.
You do?
You do. Yeah. How are you doing,
hi, caller. Hello.
I'd like to know, what is your most memorable experience being part of the family? Sobe family.
With who?
What is your most memorable experience being part of the Sobe family?
With Sobe?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
What is your most memorable experience?
Are you talking to me or JJ?
I'm talking to you, Cheryl.
Okay. my most memorable experience with Sobe. Let's see. I suppose I've received a number of awards. We call them Chuckies, huh?
Yes, we received. I had 12.
Ooh. Yeah, that's right. The news team got them every year, come to think of it. Well, I got Show of the Year, Chucky. And then I won 2 Belle of the Ball, Chuckies. And I got a Civic Award. I got a Civic Award first.
Yeah.
And then I got the Show of the Year. And I got Belle of the Ball that same year, my first. And then the 25th anniversary, which was our last ball, I won Belle of the Ball there as well. I'm reigning Belle of the Ball. I guess that's my most memorable experience with Sobe. What about you, June?
Oh, God. I have so many memorable experiences of Sobe. I really enjoyed, as we spoke of earlier, the balls. We always had our annual ball at the Scottish Rite Temple. Anyone who's familiar with Oakland, California knows where the Scottish Rite Temple is. And we used to, the event was always bigger than life, star-studded, you know, the entertainment, the food. Let's talk about the food.
Well, that's one day out of the year I ate healthy because they didn't bring no unhealthy food.
Oh, yes. It was a wonderful menu. A lot of people were, you know, they're getting to know each other and conversating and having a wonderful time. That was one of the highlights of my year. That was the topper.
Yeah, well, I liked the balls. I liked that Mr. Johnson had it set up very inexpensively. You could pay $100 for a ball ticket.
Mm-hmm.
You got driven up in a
limousine drive up.
You got to, if you had a business,
which was parked around the corner from the Scottish Rite Temple, and we'd all meet around the corner, and the limo would drive.
And so they'd see us getting out of the limo like we somebody all dressed.
Yes,
and things like that. But see, I love the walk up from the limo because, see, people that had businesses got to advertise,
that's right,
give out their telephone numbers and everything. You could not beat $100 for that, as well as having a show, a fantastic show.
Fantastic show.
And food.
That's right.
And
that's right. In such a beautiful atmosphere. For all those that have not been to the Scottish Rite Temple, it's one of the most architecturally beautiful buildings that still exists here in Oakland, California.
Right.
Right by the lake, right across the street.
Right across
the
lake. Lake Merritt.
Lake Merritt.
That's right. Couldn't miss it.
Yes, it was wonderful.
Okay, do we still have a caller?
That's all I really want to know. Thank you.
Okay, you're still there. Is there anything else you want us to talk about? He probably hung up.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't hear.
Mm-hmm.
But we're expecting another call because I asked him to call.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he didn't say anything about he was on Sobe. Yeah,
yeah, he was. He was on the Madge Gates show, and he played a drum.
That's a name I haven't heard or thought Madge of Gates. In years.
Yeah, well, she ran into him at the flea market because he still goes to the flea market in Berkeley.
Oh,
he plays his horn now.
Oh.
At the flea markets, and he play at clubs around.
Mm-hmm.
But Madge Gates saw him at the flea market beating the drum.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so she invited him on her show. She had never met him before, and when she came on, because I watched her, he mm-hmm. surprised me. Here's my brother on the television. And she surprised, and then she announced, she said, guess who he is? Our Cheryl Dockery's brother. And so evidently when she found the name Dockery,
yes.
she probably
yes.
asked was
yes.
where we were
related.
Mm-hmm. And he did a good job, and he played the drums. And for the past couple of weeks, I've been having him on the show. Because he's a minister, too, now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been talking about a number of things. I'm going to have him back on. He wasn't able to come today, and I was supposed to have a call-in person,
mm-hmm.
a different call-in person that was going to be on the show. So things backfired on me, so I called my old standby, my goddaughter.
Just call me standby.
Well, she is. So she came to save me early this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And
really early.
She's an entertaining type person. She don't wake up early in the morning because she'd have been partying the night before. Okay.
That is my motto.
Yeah, she out there with the entertainers.
I stick by it.
But anyway, let's talk a little bit about your singing career. I didn't bring that up because I wanted to talk about Sobeat.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get back to Sobeat
mm-hmm.
again. But tell me what's going on. Because I remember I told you, I played you not too long ago
mm-hmm.
where you sung, I don't know what the name of the song
is. I don't even know. I don't even remember what time what song it was, but
it was pretty late in the show, so you was probably tipsy by then.
Oh, I tried to be tipsy all the time.
I heard that.
Well, everything is going quite nicely.
Okay.
For all those who do not know, I am a vocalist, and speaking of. Sobeat, 1 year I received the Up and Coming
Artist
of the
award.
Year.
Okay,
yes.
You received that one.
Yes, of the year award. But I've been enjoying myself, you know, here and abroad, singing. My CD is called Ghetto Celebrity, you guys. Check it out, because I'm the Ghetto Celebrity.
Okay. Now... Where can they can go on
yes, right
YouTube.
Now you can go online, you can go on YouTube and go online and look for it. And my featured title single is called Last Song, and it's for all the people that want to stay there until the
last song. I heard that.
Yeah.
So they can okay now. Are you selling that CD?
Yes, I'm selling my CDs. You can definitely go to my website. You can go and order it through YouTube as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's called Last Song. It's hot. It's hot, you guys. Burn it.
Okay. I don't know if Chuck Johnson did to you what he did to me.
What?
Oh, well, Lord. See, when I first started being on television, I was nervous a lot,
mm-hmm.
and the only thing I could do was talk about what I knew,
right.
And I'm through after that, you know. Chuck Johnson, when we have our family gatherings that we call, you know,
mm-hmm.
he was like following me around with the mic.
Oh, yeah, he was good at that.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
Yes,
I didn't know he did that.
Yes. And he always used to call me Pocahontas.
Why'd he do that? And he was affectionately known to me as Big Daddy.
Big Daddy, yeah. A lot of us called him Big Daddy.
That will always be Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
Oh, yes. I enjoyed the, when you mentioned the get-togethers that we'd have for holidays, Chuck was a stickler about bringing yourself to his gathering and his get-together, and if you didn't come, you were excommunicated.
That's basically it. You got a show that he's
sponsoring.
Yeah, a lot of times.
Come to his barbecue.
Yeah.
Barbecue.
Yeah. Yeah, he sponsors. See, and that's one of the things that, and I do as well. Chuck Johnson gave you 90 days to come up with a sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
He gave most folks 90 days to come up with a sponsor. And, you know, because he's not going to be paying for this all the time.
Not all the time, no.
You know, you have to come up and do something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so he gave everybody 90 days. And I was fortunate enough that I came up with someone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And by me coming up with someone, paying the full price, he added a whole nother hour onto our programming from 7 to 9 instead of 7 to 8.
Well, I must say, I would have enjoyed watching you, except you were on too
early
in the morning.
Well, a lot of people were up because
we
had calls.
I always say, I know what it looks like at 7 o'clock in the morning when I'm coming home, but I don't know what it looks like at 7 o'clock in the morning when I'm leaving.
I heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, 7 o'clock was pretty good for me for a while, and then I moved to nighttime Wednesday night with Billy E. Jones was my tech.
Billy E. Jones.
Do you know where he is? I've been trying to find a lot of...
Well, he moved out of state. I think he moved to... Let me think where it was. I do know he moved out of state.
And nobody knows how to reach him?
No, not that I know of. Not that I know of. I haven't seen him since he left.
I've just been so, over the past year, people that I... And I've stopped doing this because I get hurt every time I find out when I'm looking for somebody. They're no longer with us. We've lost a lot of Soul Beat family members. We had a lot of seniors, so, you know, we expected that. But see, I think one of the things that kept those seniors going was Soul Beat.
Yes. Some of those seniors kept that television on Soul Beat 24/7.
That's right.
They watched all the programming and saw all of the get down that was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel that, with Soul Beat, not being here in its essence, that a lot of seniors did.
They participated. They were.
There was a void.
They were
there
cooking.
Was a void.
They were cooking food, bringing food. They enjoyed doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And then now, when Soul Beat was there, it looked like they started just dropping dead.
Yeah.
They didn't have nothing to keep them going.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So, every time I try to find somebody, I stop asking. You know, because we've lost so many Soul Beat family members.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to get as many of them together as I possibly can and interview them, because I'm doing a documentary on Soul Beat.
All right.
And I want to get as much footage as I can, as well as interview some people and put in the documentary.
You know, when I was on the air for those years, I used to record the news hour, SBN News.
SBN News.
And I would record the news hour, of course, for myself. And over the years, I can't find any of that stuff anymore.
Oh, wow. A lot of people, they didn't know that this was
going to
be...
That it was going to... Yes.
Right now, the T-shirts,
later.
The jogging suits, that we sold for the Appreciation Fund. Speaking of the Appreciation Fund, which Mary Bugs started, because yes. everybody wasn't able to in that 90 days.
Mm-hmm.
And Mary wanted to know if we can just get people to just send money in. And Mr. Johnson wouldn't talk to his lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And his lawyer said, as long as we call it something like the appreciation fund and people
right.
know that they can't write it off because this is a profit corporation,
mm-hmm.
not a nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
And the lawyer said that as long as we let people know that they can't write it off, but they want to keep their community show, they can just send money in.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's what they would do. And
mm-hmm.
if you have a specific show that you wanted, you just write it down there
that's
in that
right.
memo
that's
section
right.
and say this is going toward that show.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to keep a lot of our community shows on. He had about 24, 25
yes,
community
he did.
Shows.
Yes, he did.
And we were able to keep our community shows because of the Appreciation Fund, as well as he made the T-shirts
mm-hmm.
that we
mm-hmm.
sold, the jogging
hat.
Shoes, the hat.
Yes, the jogging suits.
Yeah, all
yes.
of those things became
mm-hmm.
a part of the Soul Beat Appreciation Fund.
Mm-hmm.
We'd have to sell these things in order to stay on. And if we were actively doing this, he kept you on air.
Mm-hmm.
I was very fortunate that I was on air for about 6 or 7 years
mm-hmm.
and never had a break.
Mm-hmm.
My day and my time may have changed.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But I was still on.
Yes, yes.
You know.
Oh, I remember computers and you. I remember.
Mm-hmm. I was a talk show host and I had a co-host, Mr. Alexander, Finest
Alexander. Finest
Alexander. I don't know where he is.
How the heck is Finest?
I don't know. I haven't seen. That's what I'm saying. I don't know where nobody
wow.
is.
I haven't seen. Ever since, it's been several years. Like I said, I keep up with Pam, of
right.
course. You know, Pam Stern, who is our
the
general manager and
of Soul
Beat. And I keep up with
Rockefeller.
James Earl Rockefeller.
I talk to Rockefeller.
The third.
Oh, yeah. Don't
yes,
forget the third.
Not number one, not number two.
the third. And he will say that. He will say that in a minute.
Yeah, and I keep with let's see, Ian Day and Pam, but other than that, oh, and Jerry DeBerry.
That's who I need to talk to also.
I will hook you up after the
okay,
show with
yeah,
her
I,
phone number.
Okay, I want to talk to Jerry
mm-hmm.
DeBerry because I want to interview her because, you know, she's Miss Swaziland.
Yeah.
When she went to Africa, the girl came back from Africa, Swaziland.
Yes.
Miss Swaziland is what Big Daddy started
mm-hmm,
calling him.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did. Yes,
mm-hmm.
he did.
Yeah, so it was fun being with Soul Beat. I went on one of the cruises. See, I'm not a cruise.
I never went.
I don't do cruises. I don't too particularly
too much
careful.
Closed in air. Everybody coughing and sneezing and burping and scratching up under their arms and stuff like that. You know, I can't.
You are still a picky person.
No, picky nothing. I'm just trying not to get sick.
I heard that. It's best because you ain't no spring chicken
mm-hmm.
no more. So when we get sick now, we be real sick.
Speak for yourself, girl.
No, you're not no spring chicken either.
Speak for yourself, honey child.
Well, yeah. Anyway, Soul Beat, what I wanted to get into was the person we knew from the community shows what was going on in the community.
Oh, yeah.
We even knew, had an election.
That's right.
And see, most of the seniors didn't understand a lot of the stuff that was going on, so we would invite.
Yes, inform the
political
holders about the issue.
Right.
Where they felt that you should place your vote.
Yes, Soviet had their own slate.
Yes, that's right. We had our own voting agenda, and when you went out to the polls, which was always encouraged, as you know, we just had the, pre-election
June,
the 7th, on the 7th of June, and of course, Hillary Clinton has been projected as our presumptive
next president.
Yeah, presumptive winner of the Democratic nomination. And those are the things that we, as a community, were informed about just by, you know, turning on the television mm-hmm. and just watching Soul Beat.
Well, I'm going to try to find some of our people that were politically
mm-hmm.
in line.
Mm-hmm.
I know of one person, Leo Bazile.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, yes.
Okay,
yes.
He's
an attorney.
Yeah,
was.
Yeah, he well
he retired.
Yeah, he's older than me. So, but anyway, I'm gonna try to get him to call in
mm-hmm,
one day
mm-hmm,
to talk
mm-hmm.
about this election and stuff that's going on,
mm-hmm.
Because he keeps up with that stuff. So
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna try to get in touch with him and see if he'll come on
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
Call in and be one of the guests.
Yes, I hope
people
so.
On the show.
I haven't seen him in quite so many years.
Yeah.
Leo was actually, my father was appointed to the Housing Authority. This is back in the 80s.
Okay.
In the 90s.
80s and
90s. And Leo is the one that appointed my father as the commissioner on the Housing Authority.
Okay, was that when he was a city council person?
I think so.
Was
I think so. This
person?
Was like,
I can't remember.
Maybe 87 to 95, I think. 87.
Okay.
Yeah, but he was the one that actually put my father in and voted for him and
okay.
appointed him as the senior. He was the senior guy for the Housing Authority. On the commissioner.
Okay.
The Board
okay.
of Commissioners.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. See, a lot of people didn't know this about Soul Beat and the things we've done. What about the children we found?
Yes.
We found
yes.
about 10 or 12
That's
missing children.
Missing children.
Because
right.
we put
That's
it out
right.
in the community.
That's right.
Where are these children? Y'all better, if you got them, you better let them go. You don't want them.
Yes.
You want us to come looking for you.
Yes, that is one of the hallmark things that Soul Beat did for the community.
That's right.
Was help to locate my missing children.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think Chauncey said it was about 10 or 12 of them or something
like
that.
It was like 12. It was 12.
Yeah.
I think it was actually 12.
Yeah, so... Soul Beat was beneficial to the community. Not only that, the children loved it because Soul Beat every year would have Soul Beat Day. And
mm-hmm.
what he would do is all the talents, the children. That's
and the bong show.
And the bong.
Y'all remember the bong show.
Same as the gong
yeah,
show.
Y'all heard the bong show with a beat, not a G.
Right.
Yes, yes. The kids love that. I think we were shooting from Foothill Square back in the day. We were
okay.
shooting the bong show.
Yeah, well, he introduced a lot of youngsters to the television part.
Oh yeah.
Of their life. You know, they sing or rap or whatever they did,
mm-hmm.
as long as they kept it clean.
He was instrumental in the playing the music videos for
right.
a lot of the artists that you all know now. I'm sure you guys have heard of this guy. I think he's called MC Hammer.
Yeah, MC Hammer. Yes, that's
yes.
right. MC.
And Tony. They got a lot of their music videos got started on
Soul Beat.
Mm-hmm.
Guapale.
Yes.
Who?
Yes.
She was. He introduced her at one of the
Soul Beat
balls.
That's
and
right.
that song she sung
mm-hmm.
at the ball became a hit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You
yes,
know.
It did. Yes, it did.
Mm-hmm. So there are a lot. Well, see, the saddening part about it is Mr. Johnson was saddened because he assisted a lot of people in becoming
and
famous.
And they forgot about it.
They forgot where
mm-hmm.
they came
forgot
from.
Forgot where they came from.
And that was one of the things that Mr. Johnson kept telling us all. He said, we can have the programming and all of that stuff, but if you make some money off of it, don't forget where you came from.
Yeah.
And so, I
That
saw
is
his
true.
Face when he was talking about that, and it was really sad
mm-hmm.
that there are people out there that are making millions now that forgot about him.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't ever mention
true.
His name.
That's right. Never mentioned, never said thank you.
Mm-hmm. Nothing.
You know.
And see, now you don't have Sobe. And you're not going to be able to do the same thing we did on Sobeat, on BET. We have what? We have Centric and what's that other one? Aspire.
Mm-hmm.
They will not ever touch what Sobeat did.
That's right. For the community, actual community involvement,
mm-hmm.
the actual conversation
mm-hmm.
that they, we had with the community. And, you know, keeping everybody informed.
Right.
We had Dr. Watson.
Dr.
With
Watson.
The health.
Health beat.
Health beat, that's right. With the health beat. And every year he'd give free heart exams and blood pressure exams.
Right.
And you know, talk to you about your health.
That's right.
Hi, Dr. Watson.
Yeah, because he'll probably see this because he's still on the same station. He's
yes.
on our TV.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's still
is
on.
He?
Yeah, he's on our TV, the same station. Because, you know, I only have 37.5% of the station.
Oh,
so,
yes.
So,
well,
you
we
know.
Don't. That, you know, that's just a temporary.
Well, I'm looking for another station,
mm-hmm.
you know, because this one only airs in Oakland, Piedmont, and Emeryville.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like it did with Sobeat.
Like it did with Sobeat.
That's what it is.
Except for, well, let's see, at one time he was aired in San Diego and Chicago at one time. He aired in San Diego. And
I don't
Chicago.
Know how they set that up. I thought he sent them videos.
Yes,
and,
we were also aired in Africa.
Yeah, I know he sent them videos.
He sent the videos
and
over
there. And they aired it in Africa.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
we were, you know, international, really, by the Sobeat family members traveling together, and we wore our Sobeat gear.
Mm-hmm.
So they mm-hmm. knew who we were wherever we went.
Oh, yes.
Everyone knew who we were. And it was such rewarding
mm-hmm.
Challenges that we ran into, but I loved it. I loved
Me too.
It. And
those were some of the greatest times
mm-hmm.
That I've had in my life. And you know, being on Sobeat and you know, being the entertainment director gal, I really missed that. I really missed. The interaction, just the actual interaction, and walking into the studio and seeing all the people that are there getting ready and prepping for, you know, to be on air the next you know, few moments. I just, you know, I really miss, and I think that the community has lost a great deal.
Right. I'm in the midst of trying to put a news team together, and I'm
mm-hmm.
gonna be calling you on the
mm-hmm.
for the entertainment part. So what you could do is, like, on Saturdays, you call in and
mm-hmm.
let us know what's happening out there with the entertainment.
I sure
you
will.
You know, because, see, Prince kind of threw me off.
Oh, I'm still
devastated. Love me some Prince.
Me too. Look, I'm going way back, y'all. Prince's first album, I think it was entitled Soft and Wet. That was his first album. This
I can't remember the name. I can't remember
yes,
the name.
Yes, Soft and Wet. And he had his hair in that little permed mushroom updo.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah. I'll never forget that. And I saw that picture and I was like, oh, my God. What a good-looking guy.
Oh,
you know,
he was too pretty for his own good.
Yes, he was. He was a little pint size. But,
Yeah, a little bitty thing. He wasn't about a pack of bones.
Yes, but I did enjoy. Actually, I had the opportunity to interview Prince.
You did?
Yes.
When?
Through Sobeat. Back in, they used to have a music convention called, I think it was called the BRE back in the day in Atlanta.
Okay.
And, you know, all of the hosts that were there. Matter of fact, I interviewed Pam Grier that evening, y'all.
You interviewed
Pam Grier, Jermaine Dupri, and Prince. Now, Prince getting back on the subject, you had to submit your questions to Prince via in writing.
Okay.
And he would go through the, you know, the questions that were submitted, and he would decide whether he wanted
to talk
answer
about
that
it.
Question. Mm-hmm. And he'd write, he'd have his, I doubt he wrote anything on his own, but he would have his assistant, or he would write the
right.
answer to your question and send it back out to you. You never got a chance to actually speak directly
with
Prince, but he would write his answer,
and so you would have to
you go back and pick. He only answered one question, and you pick. He would answer the question via writing and send it back out to you. That's the only way. That
so you would make an announcement. You'll say, "Oh, this is what Prince said," or "This is the answer to the question," or whatever.
Yes.
Anita Baker was like that.
Anita
as well.
Baker. Yes, I had an opportunity to interview Anita Baker when she was at the Paramount Theater.
Uh-huh.
And let me tell you about this. You couldn't even speak directly to Mrs. Baker. She could be sitting right next to you, and this is how our interview went. You would ask your question. She would hear you. She would give her answer to her husband at the time, whisper the answer to him.
And then he'd answer.
He'd answer.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I've been through some interviewing. I've got stories. But, yes, that's how it went with Miss Anita Baker. And she wouldn't speak. She whispered to him, and he answered you like she wasn't sitting right there. She was sitting right there.
Now, you don't know. I didn't know that much about her husband, but that may be the way he wanted it to be.
Well, yeah, she divorced him.
That may be the way he wanted it to be, and she was doing with her husband.
Oh,
you know, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
Can't call it.
Well, we're going to have to, you know what, Mary Bugs has been saying she want to do a soul beat appreciation at the Scottish Rite.
Ooh.
And.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, Mary Bugs, the person I said started the appreciation fund. So I'll be calling her. You know, because she was on air for a month or so. She was on air for a month or so. And she tried to get, was it Sweets and Things sponsored her for a couple of months, but then they had to close down and stuff, so she didn't have a sponsor anymore. And
I wonder
so
how
we're trying.
Sweets is doing.
Who?
Sweets. Does Jimmy's
Sweets
son.
I don't know. See, we're losing our businesses. Nelly's Soul Food Restaurant
is losing not only the restaurants, but any place where Black people are able to congregate and enjoy good music and good food. All of those places have been closed. I think what's the still open?
Jeffrey's
is still open, but I think he's only open once a month.
Yes. That means that he has one of those special liquor license things. So you can do it 12 times a year. And you don't have to have a liquor license, but you have to be a special somebody. You know, like those after hour clubs that we used to go to and those Army servicemen, they were able to have after hours and things. But see, we are a part of the problem why we don't have those things. The younger generation came in and went absolutely crazy, taking guns and things and the clubs and shooting up and outside the club, people getting killed. In 1989, when I first learned that there was a moratorium on issuing liquor license
here in this county. The city, ABC, took over it, and in order for you to have a liquor license here, you can't bring a, they used to let you bring your liquor license from somewhere else.
Right.
They stopped that in Oakland. It just got real crazy, so they stopped that. And they had a moratorium on issuing liquor license. If you wanted a liquor license, then you had to get it through them.
Right.
Now, I, when I had my bar restaurant, I got lucky because they have a lottery.
Okay. Yes, the lottery, yes.
Right. I got a liquor license through the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
And I was using Sweet Jimmy's, the one he was using at the place, because he got a, he won a liquor license at the lottery. You remember Joe Nails?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Joe Nail's license is what Jimmy, Sweet Jimmy was using, and then I started using when I took over that place until I can place my license that I won in the lottery. Sweet Jimmy hit me to that.
Yeah.
So you had to, it was a $50 application fee and $5,000 that you had to put up. And if you didn't win, you get your $5,000 back. But you don't get the $50
application
fee.
Mm-hmm.
And I got lucky because something happened. I was next in line.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Something happened with one of the other people,
mm-hmm.
which brought me up to where I got the liquor license.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept telling people that there's a moratorium on issuing liquor license, and if they're doing that, that means they're watching all the bars.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay? Even those that came here from somewhere else, you know. So what I'm going to do is we're going to round this up. We got a couple more minutes here.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought we was going to have another phone call, but we didn't.
Yes, we didn't.
Well, anyway, is there anything you want to say to the audience before I close down?
Well, all I'd like to say to you is thank you so much for having me. I am very honored that you thought about me. I also want to say look for my CD, Ghetto Celebrity, title song, last song. That is my feature song, last song.
Last
song. And it's nice and it's a good dance and jam, y'all.
Okay, but do you have a video or anything? Have you made any video?
We are in the process of shooting a new video right now.
Okay.
Be looking for that within the next couple of months.
Okay.
We are in the process of shooting that. In this video, you're going to see a lot of Oakland scenery.
Okay.
In the video.
Okay.
A few surprise places that you might not have remembered that are even still around.
Okay.
So, yeah, be looking for it. And it's, like I said, it's entitled Last Song. And then you can check me out, you know, call, ask, where is JJ?
Well, it's time to close. Knowing is not enough. We must apply.
Yeah. Yeah.
Willing is not enough. We must do. Until we meet again, I love you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.